Well, welcome back to another episode of Entrepreneurial Impact with myself, Joe Martin, and my guest with Creative Compass, Tyson Ta. And what I'm really excited about today is, one, getting into, I think, the hot button for every entrepreneur is marketing and branding and communication and all that kind of stuff. Is like, my social media's got to look great, my email's got to look great, my posts have to look a certain way, and I've got colors and I got all this type of stuff going on. And when I think about communication, I really think that communication, branding, strategy within marketing, it all comes together. And I think it all comes down to like this one thread for this talk with Tyson is really going to be about like, what are you known for? And I think instead of saying, I want great marketing, I think there has to be a great question provides great answers. So throughout this entire discussion, Tyson, I'd like to really think about when you're talking about strategy of communication to marketing, to brand, to like color scheme, to what you do strategically throughout this is like, let's always get back to at the end of it. I think marketing is always going to be like, what are you known for? And what is it? What is the value you provide to your consumer? I think that's if I'm wrong about that, you do this for a living. I don't. I'm just kind of like moonlight as it. But I really want to think like, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think great jump off point. Great questions, right? And marketing is interesting. Marketing is not a single lever that you pull and it fixes everything, right? And it really comes down to the core of your business, what you are trying to portray out to your consumers and the specific audience that you are trying to make into customers, right? So that way you can drive your revenue. When people are talking to the topic of what are we known for? How do we get our story out there? I think there's a very specific exercise that you can kind of go through. Like, we have to start off with the genesis of it. Like, what is the problem that you're solving? Right? At the end of the day, that's why businesses are around. Businesses are around to solve problems, right? And the solutions and the product that you have, what is that problem that created this light bulb in your head that says, I need to start a business for this? Whether you're in real estate, whether you're in technology, whether you're in a plumbing service, whatever that is, there's a very specific problem there that you're solving. And what can make you unique out of there is your specific factor that you bring to the community, that you bring to the consumers. Like, this is why we are unique. This is why you need to work with us. This is why we are different from others, right? And how do we tell those stories? There are multiple platforms that we go through, and every single business, you know, especially in today's digital age, right? You have, I don't know, a dozen different social media platforms, right? You have a dozen different video platforms that you can submit on, business platforms like LinkedIn, Facebook, where you can get really tight within your community, very, very precise, right? And these larger platforms are making it also easier for you to cross-pollinate, right? As they start consuming each other, as they start going through acquisitions, start realizing that, you know, the Facebook, the Instagrams, the LinkedIn, like how do all those play together to really round out your overall story, right? And Joe, you kind of brought up some other key points that every business owner looks at, and even myself, right? We're constantly fluid. And what I mean by fluid is that we constantly kind of have to reevaluate our positioning, our storytelling, and pivot to the different changes within the market, right? And our story, what it was 10 years ago, is very different than what it was today. And it's evolved, right? And it's evolved to, I like to kind of like call it a snowball point, where we started with a very specific process. You know, when I started Creative Compass was created to help an organization build sales and build revenue so that way they can accomplish a very specific goal. And as our company evolved over the last decade, we added in digital ads, right? Because that's where the market was going. We added in content creation on the video side. That's what was needed on the social media platforms, etc., right? And so, you know, when we talk to a lot of our customers, it's all about starting at the core and seeing the different iterations and versions that you can kind of evolve from.
So let's go live, right? Let's yeah. I love stories because I think like if we stay too far in the clouds, like people can't like anchor it, right? Mm-hmm. And I think there's this, when I think about marketing, I always go back to this book that was written in the late 90s called Positioning. And it's that you can't be everything to everybody, right? Because then you become, this is the whole idea that like you think of Tide, and Tide's great for like washing your clothes. Well, the people of Tide were like, oh, if we're great at washing clothes, then we should be able to do detergent for dishes, and then we should be able to wash cars. And like what ends up happening is you have to take when you're marketing an idea that's already in the consumer's head and speak to the idea that's already in their head. And then that's how you do it. Like, our world is way oversaturated with communication via TV, social media, email, whatever text message you want to think about. So I'd love to take like Creative Compass and say, you start off with a great, like a great start was that, what is the problem you're solving? That's your value. And when you solve a problem, people are willing to pay for it because it's an issue. So for Creative Compass, what is the problem that Creative Compass solves?
I think our unique spot in the problem we solve is for the small business owners who are trying to elevate themselves, get into the foundation of marketing, I would say, and they have nowhere to go. We're unique where we come in at a holistic view. And we cater and we build very specific strategies for your business. You might be like others, but just because of that, I can't take one roadmap and say, Joe, this is a roadmap that we did for this guy. It's going to work perfect for you, right? Mm-hmm. We go in there, we really hone in and get to know you as a business, get to know you as a business owner, get to know your team and what you guys are doing, the people who are actually touching and talking to the consumers every single day. And we build a customized strategy behind that, right? That's what I think we're really good at. And look, I'm the first to say, like, I'm not the smartest person in the room. But what I know is when I see a problem, I know we can address it because of the people I surround myself with, right? Mm-hmm. Another thing is A, B, C, D. Always be connecting the dots, right? And that's something that I've learned. Like, in sales, you heard always be closing. For me in life, what I love is always connecting dots with people. And what I mean by that is, hey, I'm good at sales. I'm good at understanding how to bring products and solutions to market. I might not be the best at the video making side. I might not be the best at the digital ad side, but I have team members that I bring in to fill in those gaps. And those team members have experience and they also have a tenureship within that field that can get you up and running much, much faster. Right. So
what I'm hearing you say on the marketing is like your ideal customer is someone that realizes they need marketing to help increase their sales. But your specific value proposition is to one, start out holistic in regards to a 360 review of what marketing looks like for that client, then work with the team locally of that business to figure out what their actually needs are for sales and growth. Put together a strategic, creative strategy around marketing, and in so doing, over the past 10 years, you've realized you've had to diversify your specific team on Creative Compass to facilitate the growing needs within marketing. Is that like, I'm just trying to make it, as people are listening, like I'm trying to break that down to like buckets of like the approach as the entrepreneur that you are. Right. So that makes a ton of sense to me. So let me ask you this question.
Yep.
When you say strategy, and I know that each business that you deal with is different in their strategies, but like, what are the foundational strategies that every business needs to have in their marketing like bucket?
That's a really good question, right? And I think to hone it in, the strategy that we need to look at is what is the unique selling perspective that you have, right? What is that unique solution, that problem that you are trying to solve? If there is no problem that you're solving, there is no need to go out there and market anything, in my opinion, right? And so we have to really take a look at the business and say, okay, what is the overall brand and story that you're trying to go out there with the solution that you're solving? From there, it can organically grow in so many different avenues. So at the crux of it all, foundational wise, and this is when this is what we do to vet out, is this an opportunity that we can even work with, right? Because there's a lot of times where us here at Creative Compass, we get a lot of things across our desk and our inbox asking for help. And we have to take a look at it and say, is this the right opportunity for us to assist? And for us to take a look at it, it's what is the product, what is the problem that they're trying to solve? Is there an appropriate audience for it? And from there, we start building out the strategy.
Okay, so step one for anybody listening around like marketing, right? Because I think I'm using Creative Compass as like the example, like tactically, but first step in marketing is like, what's your unique selling position in the market? Mm-hmm. And then what, based on that unique selling position, right? So for you, it's that I can provide marketing and communication and brand strategy to people in a small business enterprise that have never thought about it at all, right? So that's unique selling positions. I can do that, and I've got this big team that can cover pretty much everything in marketing at a cost that's effective to the client based on their margins. And then it says, okay, now if I'm taking you on, what's the brand and story that you want to position in the market to solve your problem or the problem that your consumers are having? Okay. So once I say, if I'm one of somebody that's looking to contract with Creative Compass, okay, here's my unique selling position. Here's my brand and story and to solve the problem in the market. Okay, now you're like, okay, we can partner because hey, you're a good fit consumer-wise. Your ideal, it's the word I'm looking for, avatar, right? I'm the avatar that would fit is a good customer for Creative Compass. So when you then say, what is the marketing strategy, the foundational one? Because like, and maybe I'll guide it. Like, how do you look at? You've got email, you've got social media, you've got targeted ads on social media, you've got Google targeted ads, you've got text blast campaigns, you've got direct mail campaigns, you've got I said email already. I'm trying to think through that, like to give our listeners an example is like, okay, you first and foremost have to know what you're known for, what your selling proposition, your brand is, and the story. Once you have that, then here's the tactical way to actually start communicating. And what would that be? What would you advise people to start out with as the foundation to build upon?
If there was a magical compass for that, right, that would make life easy. And I think to start off, we have this high level conversation. We get to the point where we say, yeah, let's start partnering together. And then really what it comes down to is now we're putting hands on keyboards, feet to the ground, market research, right? With that market research, I'm looking for our audience demographic, right? The audience demographic, whether it's the age, location, income level, certain topics of interest, like that will actually steer me towards a very specific platform based on those personas of where we should be spending or focusing our time, right? Because when you do the market research, let me kind of give you kind of five talking points that we can kind of go through there, right? The audience demographics, audience interests and buying habits, right? From there, you can do certain outreach, certain research, try and really understand the audience feedback for other marketing strategies that have been targeting them for very similar services and products, right? How do we best solve the audience's problem with the solutions that we have? And then more importantly, this is where I think it will answer your question on which platform, which kind of avenue to go through. What is the best way to connect with our audience? And what I mean by that is where do our audience mostly interact? Which platform? Which avenue? I mean, I remember working with a accounting firm not too long ago, and one of the best ways because of the demographic of those of that audience wasn't social media. Believe it or not, it was paid print, postcard into inbox, because the demographic that they were in, that audience, they haven't adopted to, the whole social media trend yet. And they were still consuming product via mail because of their age group. And so we focus all our energy in there, because if we started and say, okay, because everybody else is doing social media, you need to do the same, that would have been money lost. Right. And so it was us really honing down, and especially working with small business owners, we understand that every single dollar, every single penny that goes out there needs to have a very specific ROI. And so we want to be very cognizant of that. So that's why the market research comes in play. Very, very key before we even start implementing a longer strategy.
Keep going, because I don't think I've ever heard anyone actually. I love the what's the word I'm looking for? The redirect on that response, mainly because I don't think I've ever heard anyone actually say, "Let's go look at your audience demographic first," to then put out a playbook. Because I would have expected most people to say, "Go do this, go do this, go to that." And what I'm hearing you say is, "It's actually that's not an intentional approach based on the data."
Yeah, and look, there's certain research and homework you as an individual, me as a partner to you, needs to do ahead of time to be of value, right? And if I just go and just say, hey, look, let's just do what everybody else is doing, it's not, it will work, but it's kind of like spaghetti on the wall, right? We're going to try to figure out what sticks. And if we just hone in a little bit further and dig down an extra layer of saying, okay, I think this is where your audience sits. I think you're going to get the best return because of these reasons. This is where we should spend our money. And then we go and do it, and we test it, right? Like, instead of putting $10,000 out there, just put a kind of POV out there, proof of value, and just say, okay, let's for $1,000, we're going to send out X amount of things. I believe you're going to get back these many response back, which will drive X amount of income to offset this cost. Let's try it, right? And then from there, you know, that's where you create the customer-driven marketing strategy. And I'm sure you've heard of this, is about the SMART approach, right? So be specific, have the measurables, be actionable, what's relevant out there in time, right? And each and every single one of these categories, they're KPIs that we have to measure against to make sure that the marketing strategy works, right? And go
Let
ahead,
me
Joe.
ask you a question on that one. I love this idea of like pick a few things based on your audience demographics where they're engaged and kind of dabble in it to see how the audience responds to it. My only question I always go back to as an entrepreneur is the time dedicated to the thing, right? So like I use this example is you can't make soup by dumping. Here's the hot boiling water, throw all the salt and pepper in, throw the stock in, throw the meat bone in, throw your vegetables in, and boom, it's done in 10 minutes. Like marketing strategy and brand strategy takes like you've got to basically put the bone in, test the water. Does it need more salt? Does it need more stock? Do I got to put like something else in it? Does it like, and you're constantly testing kind of what you to get feedback on the taste of the soup that you're looking for. So like when you're looking at a If you're looking at a strategy, pick whichever one. What is the typical timeline that you've got to like fully commit to based on the plan to actually allow the time needed? Because there's differences between marketing, which is just priming the bucket for a customer, and then lead gen, which is basically they've raised their hand and said, I'm good to go. Now you got to close me. How long do you have to like give time on that dedicated task to really get the accurate feedback before you just kill it? Or you say it's the most amazing thing in the world, right?
I think it's just dependent on the vertical and the type of product that you're pushing out there. For example, e-commerce, right? E-commerce moves very fast. E-commerce, I can say, okay, for this week, for us to test out and make sure that this is a viable product and that we have the right ads created to target our audience, let's put $500 up for 3 4 days, right? Spend. And let's just see what we get back in regards. And you know, typically for a $500 investment, I'm looking for probably about a 2.5 return on it to say, okay, this makes sense. And obviously, that's my standard. And sometimes for the $500, you can see a 10x back depending on the product that you're selling, right? And but if you don't see a return in 4 days, or the engagement hits a threshold of 50% less than that, then you're like, hey, not worth it. Let's go pivot, change our audience quickly, and then re-engage, right? So that way we're not losing money further.
So what I'm hearing you say is anybody out there as a small business owner, entrepreneur, that if you're contracting with a marketing firm or brand firm, if they can't give you that type of data, you're probably working with the wrong people. And I don't want to be bl I'm going to be blunt about that. Like I think that's something that people need to know about when they're interviewing and working with a partner like that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, a good interview question is when people are looking for marketing team is like, look, there's a lot of marketers, and everybody does a very specific and good job at it, right? That's why they're in business, and that's why they have clients. I think you have to find the business partner that aligns with what you are looking for specifically and what your timeline is to set the right expectations. So, for example, Joe, you and I are teaming up, right? And if we start our engagement, and I'm like, okay, Joe, here's what we all can do. And you're like, okay, Tyson, great, I love it. Set forth, right? Good luck type of scenario, but you don't set any expectations, and all of a sudden, 2 3 days, 4 days later, like, hey, why haven't I seen any type of return back, right? It's because we haven't put that into the scope and talked about it. So you as a business owner need to drive the expectations yourself of saying, here's what I want to see from my marketing team, and it's my job as a partner to push back or to agree with you and say, this is doable. This is something that we can absolutely accomplish. This is not doable for these reasons. You have to have the right reasons instead of just saying yes or no to things. Let's give each other the reason of why this is going to make sense, this doesn't make sense, right? And so when business owners are going through and looking for a partner, like you yourself have to have your own KPIs to measure against the marketing team, because that's your hire, right? And that's money that you're spending to make sure you get the return on investment.
I think clear expectations is huge. And one final thing before we wrap up, you brought up storytelling, and I've read books on it from Kendra Hall about story brands and things like that. And I think it's one of the most challenging, when I ask somebody to tell a story that ties to your brand, it's one of the most challenging questions. So how do you, in your seat, which I'm sure you get tons of entrepreneurs saying, I don't know how to do that, I don't know how to do it. What is your guidance on being able to help people tell their story?
Yeah, so there's an exercise that we'll actually kind of go through, right? And I'm sure you might have seen our slides that we'll start, but think of it as a fast-track boot camp that we go through. And what we do with our clients, we set out very specific criteria, asking very specific questions to their product, once again, their audience, what they've seen in the competitive landscape. And we sit down with you, and like, based on the data and the information that we gathered here, you tell me first step. Why did you start your business? What were you trying to solve? From there, we kind of evolve that elevator pitch for you, and we work through it. But it's a constant conversation, and it's a constant practice that we're having with all of our clients. Of like, hey, has your story changed? What has changed? How can we continue to add more value to folks, right? And when we go through the storytelling side, most people are probably nervous at first, but deep down, we as partners and therapists for them, it's unlocking that so that way they can clearly and succinctly say to people like you, Joe, like, hey, I want to work with this company. What is it that you do? Okay, I do this X, Y, and Z, and we've been doing this for this amount of time, and we're different because of this. This is why you need to work with us all underneath 2 minutes. Is that possible? And we can get you there through refinement and just through constant conversation and practice with it.
So, Tyson, I want to say thanks for the time today. And some of the things that, and I want to see just to kind of close up is,
yep,
what I heard on this conversation today was, when someone goes, I need marketing, I need branding, I need communication strategy. If you get someone to just immediately go into tactics of do this social media, do this email, do this text message, you're putting the cart before the horse, because in order to position yourself as XYZ in the market, or to be known for something in the market that stands out so people go to you, because you're trying to attract customers to you, you're not trying to drag them to you, is you're actually starting with a more of a holistic approach of, what's my unique selling position? Yep. What is that brand that I want to be known for? And then from there, instead of going into tactics, you're actually going to thinking of the end in mind, is like, who is your audience? Where do they hang out? What are their needs? How do they engage best? And coming at it from the consumer first, and me second, because by me being second, I'm actually providing the value that the consumer is looking for, which actually puts me closer to them. And in so doing, what I really heard you say within the storytelling is that you got into it to solve a problem for the mass majority of people in your market. And that's the consumer. And if you can share a story of what you do, like what you provide, meaning what experience do you provide by using Joe or Tyson? This is the experience that my company provides you, because I know there's this problem in the market. So I'm not selling you a tactical Excel sheet or doing this thing posting on social media. I'm actually selling you on ease of marketing, because I'm an experienced person with this massive team. So I can hit all five different ways that your audience is looking to engage through my team that you can't do on your own, hence giving you time back, and also the sense of going to sleep at night knowing that my brand and story is being unique to me and getting it out with a professional that's better than I am.
Yep. Let me help you stay focused on what you're good at, what you're good at is going out there and providing the service and the solution. Let me help you get that story out there to the audience so that way they can find you.
I love it. So Tyson, I want to say thank you for the time today. Thank you for all that you did in pouring into the listeners today about marketing and the holistic approach rather than just task, task, task.
Yep.
Love that for them to listen to. And also everybody that's tuned in today, follow us on this, subscribe to the channel. The more likes, the more following we get on there, we'll get more up there. And I promise the content will be there. So thank you all for tuning in. And until next week on Entrepreneurial Impasse with Joe Martin.